And a good evening. This is GMC, and I'm filling in an empty slot because, someone not showing up. We just have an empty shot, slot in the schedule still on Signal. So if you have a wonderful idea for a brilliant show, just let us know on signal@hackerspaces.org. With me is Oki, and you just found another open directory, it seems.
Yeah, I found an open directory at hackerspaces.org.
At hackerspaces.org. And what's in it?
Let me see. Graphics!
Graphics. Any incriminating graphics? Interesting graphics?
It's a logo. It says Cyber Ward.
Okay. Cool. It's all... that's not an open... I mean, it's supposed to be open, a directory with graphics, right? Because else people can't see the graphics. Anyway, we've got some great news on Signal today. And with me to announce this great news is, if all is well, Social Egg. Hey, are you there, Social Egg?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So despite being very tired and having slept only 2 hours this night, you're still in the show to share with us some great news, right?
Yes, I'm only here for the hot news because we got... a space on a local radio station here in Vienna, and now we have the first FM signal, and yeah, we are expanding, and that's very good news.
So we are going live in the air in Vienna, actually. So this station, 094, Orange 94, what's it called?
Yes, exactly. Hmm. Yeah, you can find it at 094.at, and it's called Radio Orange, and it's a Viennese-based public open radio station. And they have a lot of great program. I mean, most of it is German, but they are looking for diversity, and they are quite catched by the idea of a hacker show. And yeah, we have a lot of good equipment there. They are really professional with their hardware, and it means a lot to me because, you know, the people here really get to... they are missing some substantial information. We don't have something like the Chaos Radio here in Austria. And it also comes right at the perfect time because data retention is in the parliament right now and is about to get passed in the upcoming 1 or 2 months. So it's good that we have this new channel to get infos out from a hacker perspective about all the things that are going on.
Oh, it's excellent. So this the station, I mean... What can I imagine? Is it something like WBAI, the station in New York that Off the Hook is on, or like a volunteer run thing? And are we going to have to do like these fundraising shows now? Or
oh no, we don't have to do fundraising or anything like that. They are funded by partly the government, I think, but it's mostly just members who pay a tiny fee, and they're quite low level, so you don't have. A big redaction. You don't have many people who work there and get any money. So all the content is produced by volunteers, and you just have a tiny staff that does the administration work and the technique. They are also completely open source from the workstation up to the submission interface and server that goes live. So they are also very close to the spirit of a hacker radio. And they basically do the same as we. They also want to be a platform for people who want to do radio. So, Yeah, it's perfect synergy.
Well, I'm quite excited about it. They have a transmitter somewhere, and can you tell me a bit about that? How many people can it reach? Is it all over the city? Is it all over
how
the?
How many kilowatts?
Yeah, give us numbers.
It is. that's a bit hard. I can't tell you how many listeners they have because they are not included in the census, you know. We collect this data with private market research companies, and because they don't have advertisement, they have no interest in giving money to private companies to find out how many people are listening to them. I was asked this question yesterday as well, and I actually don't know the answer yet, but we can... put this in the first show we'll have for them, but the area is basically Vienna and some parts of Lower Austria. So this is the area of the highest population density in Austria. So we are right at the one spot where you would usually want to have these kinds of things, and we would also get a foot into this open radio, cultural radio platform. It's called cbr.org, I guess. And, you know, that's also a new vector where we can push our content to.
So, yeah, we will do a show every 2 weeks, as far as I have understood. And,
exactly.
Yeah, we're still contemplating about the format, and but it's likely that you will be involved, of course. You expressed a wish to have me involved in these shows, and Estera, it's all padding out now. I mean, we just heard it yesterday, so now we have to think of the right format. It's quite exciting stuff, I think, and I hope we can live up to their expectations. Thanks so much for arranging this, and well, if all goes well, it's just the first, right? And we will expand all over the world, maybe even get some airtime in New York sometime.
Yeah, one thing I want to add on that is that for the start, I think we have to get some kind of iteration working. And so I thought of Estera and me here in Vienna trying to connect, and then also Defrendum is definitely something I want to have on it. And then we'll see. I don't want to exclude any of the other shows. It's just for the first 1 or 2 months when we really have to get this whole thing going. Afterwards, we can think of more shows and more inclusion. But, you know, we can only put one show every 2 weeks, and we have two shows every week. So we obviously have to make a choice there. And
yep. Well, it's going to be... Probably, we don't know it yet. We have some choice. It's going to be on Wednesdays between 8 and 9, I think. But, of course, we will keep everyone up to date through this station and as well through Twitter and IRC and I don't know what. There's no escaping. Thomas, thank you for being in the show. I'm going to play some more music, and you have some sleep or more studying for exams or whatever you've got planned. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're back. I forgot to announce all the songs that we played. We started off with a song called Whizball from a music disc, Whiz Musics, by Martin Galway. What I did forget to tell you as well is that actually all the songs I'm playing are being played live from a C64 that I have with me in the studio here. So it's an actual SID chip blasting these tunes at you. Why? Because a good friend of mine, he actually gave me a nice little present, a Chameleon 64, and it's a brilliant cartridge. You can plug it into your C64, and it emulates a disk drive. I don't know what that. The guy who gave it to me, Dark Action, he's with us in the show now. Are you there, Tom?
Hiya.
Hey, cool. You're there. It's 1 hour earlier where you are, so you're still fresh and up and all, and I'm falling asleep already. But anyway, you sent me this great yellow cartridge thing. Tell us a bit. I said it emulates a disk drive and an SD card, but there's more in it, right? You even opened it up.
It's got a lot of VGA output, and it supports RRNet, which provides support for Ethernet. So you can run a web server off it or stream games via Ethernet. And it's got, it lets you use a CD TV remote with it via infrared. So you can play games on it or use the menu system. And the biggest bonus is that you can leave it on its own or put it in the C64. When you take it out of the C64, it just emulates a C64.
It's actually an FPGA in there for people who know about this stuff, and it emulates all this stuff. If you take it out, it's just standalone, and it's also a C64. And I did use the C64 itself here because it does emulate a SID chip, but it doesn't have the filters, right? So it always sounds a little bit better. But it's a great thing. You can just put it in your pocket and take it somewhere. You have a C64 with you. You put in the SD card, and you have all these demos and games and SID tunes. And it's got it's a REU, right? The RAM expansion unit.
Yeah, that's right. I never actually owned one originally. I've never owned an REU, but it's apparently lets you expand the memory. And the only use I've ever had for it is just some 16 megabyte C64 demo, which I think you've seen, which is a crazy amount for the C64, but it's still rather impressive when you see it.
It was, yeah. We had some trouble figuring out how to load the thing, but in the end it was quite simple, it turned out. But it's a 60 megabyte demo. It's all these movies in it, and I even got Rickrolled watching the demo.
Rick Astley. That's amazing. But the firmware on it at the moment, the FPGU thing is still in beta at the moment. So it's there's still a lot of things to be ironed out, and they did keep stressing this is still beta. Don't expect it to work perfectly. So it's not actually ready for release yet, but you've got one anyway.
I've had a lot of fun with it. I mean, it's sure it's a bit rough on the edges, but all in all, it's been quite a pleasant experience. Are they still selling these units, or is it?
They did. It was on Visalia.de, but they sold out for a while. I think they've gotten back in stock.
Okay.
So they are still selling them. You can only buy them from one place at the moment. But this does seem to be quite popular. There's a lot of people on the mailing list asking lots of questions. So it's quite a lot of people have got them in their own hands at the moment.
It is a cool device, and I mean it's we share a love for chip tunes and basically everything C64, and it's really renewed my interest in it. I mean I was looking for a cable for my disk drive and everything, and with this thing I just plug it in and I can play with the C64 again, so that's great. And actually you've been with the C64 for a long time already. What is kind of your favorite music?
Well, mainly I used to use the C64 for games, so a lot of the music that I would have liked is it actually comes from games. So you have the usual like Rob Hubbard and Martin Galway and a couple Dutch composers whose names I dare not try to pronounce.
Like Jeroen Tel and in Ouwe Hand, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Jeroen Tel?
Jeroen Tel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And part of the Maniacs of Noise, and they did a lot of C64 soundtracks and stuff. A lot of it's quite impressive. I saw an interview with one of them. I was actually curious. I looked on YouTube earlier about how they programmed it, and they said you have to actually do it in extremely low level code, and they have to use lots of tricks to make chords just take up one channel and like interweaving two instruments at the same time to make the most of the SID chip, because obviously you've only got three channels, so it's actually quite a skill to produce music on the C64, especially with some of the music that they have produced. It's quite impressive.
Absolutely, yeah. It's. I mean, this chip was designed by I forgot his name, but he basically wasn't happy with all the sound chips that were out there in his time, and he said they were designed by people who know nothing about music. So he set out to design this chip. Yet he had a lot of wishes about this chip, that features that he wanted in there, but not all made them. But it's still a great chip. And later they came with a new chip, but. More on that later. I have someone on the show later who can rant about SID chips endlessly, he said. So, we're going to try that out. I want to play a song for you. So, you played a lot of games. What was the game with that stayed with you the most?
It was Last Ninja 2.
Last Ninja 2. And there's a lot of songs in there. Any particular level that stuck with you?
I think it's the second SID track, but it's Central Park,
okay.
Which is the first playable level on the game.
Well, let's just listen to that. Hey, thanks for being in the show. Thanks for the brilliant cartridge, and hopefully we'll meet up soon again.
We will. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
So that was the second part in set from Last Ninja 2 by Matt Gray, of course. And yeah, I forgot to mention the songs I played before that. I'll just put a playlist online. How's that? On the Hackerspaces wiki. Meanwhile, if you don't believe I'm actually using a C64 here, you can check out the webcam at cam2.refspace.nl. Of course, only if you are listening live, because if you are listening to the podcast, yeah, you will probably just see an empty studio. Meanwhile, I have another guest on the phone. It's amazing how many people I know and I can bother on the phone. And it's the Jinx. Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You're still fighting for the color magenta?
No, not today. I haven't done anything with that. But I do have an update. Someone released the memory dumps of the TLS device today. Well, a memory dump and a registry dump or something, but I couldn't make any sense of it. So
okay.
It's online on the usual mirrors.
Okay, so this is for people who don't know about it. It's this OV chip card project in the Netherlands that we all hate so much because it doesn't work. It ruins your privacy and it just sucks. And well, apparently
it
someone
has a lot of money.
Yeah, someone has started to reverse engineer the whole thing, and yeah, you're mirroring that and pulling a lot of traffic actually. But that's not why I'm calling you.
I know.
you promised me you could rant about the SID chip for hours and hours. And, well, this show is all dedicated to the SID chip and the C64. And I know you're a connoisseur of the genre.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been playing with the Commodore 64 since I was 6, and also have modern hardware. Not the nice chameleon card you have over there, though. I wish I had. But also go to a 2-yearly event called X, which is a Commodore 64 only party with approximately 300 visitors from all around the world in the Netherlands. And it's once every 2 years, 300 Commodore 64 hackers who release new demos, music, everything. A wonderful atmosphere, nice people.
Awesome.
And of course, a wonderful machine with a great sound.
And it's still very much alive, the C64 scene.
It is.
So I was already alluding to this. Like the original SID chip, it was the, if I'm not mistaken, 6501.
6581.
Sorry, 6581, yeah. I mean, it had a couple of flaws, right? And then later someone thought, let's fix it
cheaper.
Yeah.
And that's the 8580, which for modern music even has a better sound because of the deeper basses and everything, but it misses the classic glitch, which was a glitch when you mess with the volume registers, you get a noise, like a noise signal, which was originally used for the digis, like the beats and everything. All the digital voices were possible because of that glitch, and later someone found out a way to do it without the glitch, so the new hardware could also have the digital sound.
Yeah.
Long story.
Sorry, what?
It's a long story actually. If you look in the different versions of the SID chip,
yeah,
which was made by the guy who later started Ensoniq, which later became Creative Labs, etc.
Right. So
almost bought by, I think.
It goes back to, and there's even people who put like a second SID chip in the C64, right, to get a stereo sound.
Yep.
And we already heard about
the very little music for that though.
Yeah,
I do have the extension, but there's very little music for it.
Yeah, because actually these SID files are quite interesting. I mean, it's not like your mod tracker files where you put some samples and then a table play this sample now. I mean, it's really an executable program, right?
You
load this thing, you have to load it at exactly the right part in the 64 kilobyte memory, and then you have to call these
from
two
the start address.
Yeah. You have to call
and
these
then
two.
You jump to the play address.
Yeah, and each frame, right, of update on your screen, you basically call this play routine.
Yeah, it's even possible to do it multiple times per screen refresh. So that's like 16 executes every 50 hertz. So there's a lot of possibilities. Everything is programmable. It's like the most flexible music file there is.
It is. It's just executing. It's not play. It's executing, and
it's actually executing. Yeah.
Fantastic results. So that's all positive and good things about the SID. You said you could also rant about it. How can you rant about such a beautiful creation? This gift from the gods, the SID chip.
I know. The problem is the difference in revisions of chips. It's just like programming for the web. You know, you've got your web browsers, and every web browser is rendering it differently. Well, every sound chip is also playing it differently. So you can never really get the sound you want for every chip. It's just for your chip or for a revision of chips. You can never get the exact sound you want for everyone. So that's the only bad thing about it. But I'm not a good musician, so my stuff sounds bad on any device.
How cool! You're actually producing some stuff yourself as well.
No. I never released anything. I have done stuff, but I never released anything.
Okay, well,
I do run a mirror of the HVSC, the high voltage SID collection, though.
Yeah,
and there are so many great musicians on there.
Oh, there are.
Everyone who hasn't downloaded it yet, just download it. Download a mod player, or better yet, get some hardware and start listening to more SID music.
Absolutely, and it's. I'm also taking most of these tracks from the high voltage SID collection. Not exactly Creative Commons licensed, but sort of.
It's a public domain license.
Yeah, well, that's good enough for me. I mean,
yeah, as long as it's non-commercial, you can pretty much do anything you want with it.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, it's got tons of songs in there, like from all the games and from all the demos. It's
updated every couple of months, at least every year, with all the new tracks that have been released or old rips that have been found. Sometimes they find old partially done games which haven't been released yet, and they're I can't remember the website's name, gamesthatweren't.com or something, and they just find they find the developers. The developers go and look for the old discs, and they find parts of the games and parts of the music, and they just release it or fix it or complete it. The Commodore scene is still so alive.
The only thing that worries me is that, I mean, I've got one, two, three, there's two, I've got about six Commodore 64s here, of which about three are working. I mean, at some point there won't be any C64s left.
Well, there's always the emulation and the C64 DTV, which is not a real 64, but it's still a fun piece of hardware. It's like a joystick with a built-in Commodore 64, which you plug into the TV. And it's made by Jerry Ellsworth, a famous girl hacker. Never heard of her?
You should check
her out, at Jerry Ellsworth.
Okay.
Wonderful girl. He made the chip for the C64 DTV, and it also has a lot of weird features that aren't in the original Commodore 64. So there's also a small demo scene around that chip, that hardware platform.
Right, targeting especially those features.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought of a nice hardware project myself. I mean, I told you I have these C64s here, partly mm-hmm. not working. I mean, they do have the SID chips. If I just yank them out and combine them with
PCI
some
card.
Some Atmel chip and add a battery
that's,
and an SD card. I've got my portable SID player for in the train or whatever in the
no
car.
No problem.
Yeah, it's very cool.
There's some projects in that direction online.
Oh, there are already.
Excellent. I'll switch on the music in a minute.
Hey, I'm talking about music. I mean, I asked you a bit about your favorite tunes, and you couldn't choose. But there's one tune you mentioned that I especially like as well. So I'm going to play that for you, which is Cyberworld. It's Cyberworld.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful. By Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a brilliant tune. Hey, thanks
great
for talking.
Great musician and a great guy.
Okay, you actually
he
know him.
He also has a great license plate on his car. He has a 6581 in Germany for 25 euros. You can get a vanity plate. At least not the letters, but the numbers can be arranged.
Wow.
For a small fee in Germany. He has a 6581 license plate.
That's awesome. Oki is trying to say...
It's not only in Germany. It's also in Austria. If you pay enough money, you can have, like, Bank Eins and stuff like that.
I guess you can do the same in the Netherlands. If you pay enough money to the right person.
No. You can't get the...
Only if you're royal.
yeah, then you can get away with anything. That's right. I'm going to play the tune for you. If we ever are at the same event again... I'm going to, I don't know, get you drunk and play your own set tunes for me. And well,
that will be great. Well, at least at CCC, we'll do a show together again.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've got hours to fill there. That's
no problem at all.
You have a nice night. Don't worry about
you
the call magenta too much. And talk to you later.
No, I won't.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, what's that? It's the phone.
I don't know.
Maybe you should pick it up.
Hey. Hello?
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 Who's there?
Hello?
Hey! Who's there?
Who's who?
Who are you?
Who are me?
Yeah.
I am not you.
Why are you calling us?
I don't know. You me.
What? No. Oh, but who?
Who are you? What are you?
Me is psychic.
Hey, psychic.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you very much.
Do you like the sit tunes?
I like the sit tunes, yes, I do.
Cool. You have a special message for us, right? You know what? You talk to Oki for a moment. I have to change the SD card on the C64 because I have some more music on another card.
He's going to change the card on the... Yeah, right. It didn't include a card, right?
I have some SD cards here with like SID tunes and all.
Okay.
You have a special announcement, right, Psychic?
Yes, I have a special announcement. First of all, I didn't know we were live already, but hearing my own voice through my headphones, I know that we are. So, a special message, 2nd of April, which is 4-2, of course, is the opening of our hackerspace in the South of Netherlands, Heerlen, Hackspace. And
not that fast. Slow down a little bit.
Sorry.
We have all the time of the world.
We have all time of the world. Okay, yeah. So let me rephrase that. On the 2nd of April 2011, which is also known as notation 42 equals 42, is the grand opening of our hackerspace in the south of Netherlands city, Heerlen.
Next to the station and the cafe.
Next to the station, absolutely, and next to the bar.
Yeah, we all will.
What bar?
What bar? Our bar. We have our own bar, and there's loads of bars in the city as well. So,
do they have mate?
We have, yes, we have mate. We have mate cola. We have Coke, Sprite, and etc. We have snacks and stuff, and there is also a surprise for people that sign up onto our wiki.
Which I did. It's the 2nd of April?
Yes,
it is. It's in Heerlen?
Yes.
It's at X-Space?
It's called X-Space.
Near the station.
And the website is?
The website is, of course, xspace.nl, and all the information is over there. We are open from 12 till... we don't know what time we are still...
I heard that you were open until 10, because after 10 you have to close.
That is on the weekdays, but not on the weekends. Then usually it is up till 5, but we try to stay open longer.
Oh, then you can even come close, because you have to fold some CD covers for some band called The Gift.
The Gift?
Yeah.
Are they CC licensed?
No, they're not CCC licensed.
Is it Chip Tunes?
No, it's not Chip Tunes either.
Okay, then why are we mentioning this band?
Oh. Just because... We can.
Okay.
Now you are spamming.
Oh, then I would say Free Magenta if I was spamming.
Hey, Psychic, I'm looking forward to this album. It's great that there's yet another space opening in the Netherlands. I'm starting to lose count.
So, do you want to have presents for your opening, that people bring stuff? Like Commodore 64 stuff, or maybe you don't want to have that stuff, or other old hardware, or... Maybe Atari stuff.
No, we are loaded in old stuff already. We're trying to dispose of our old stuff already because we have too much old crap.
Oh, so, I know somebody who wants to have your Commodore 64 stuff.
Yeah. If you have really old special things you would like to donate, you of course are free to bring them. And donations by means of cash are of course always. A big bonus.
Yes. Hey, maybe I got some old Macintosh stuff with the screens with it.
No,
which I'm not allowed to bring in the space.
We are overfilled with Macintosh crap already, so please don't.
I can imagine. No one wants that crap. Hey, Psychic, it was nice of you to call us, but we have to move on. I mean, I have all this chiptunes to play, so we're gonna hang up, unfortunately. You've had your say. I mean, you've invited everyone. You want the place to be packed, so everyone go there, even if you do, if you have to take a plane or whatever, or a boat, or you can't take a boat to do Limburg, but
why not?
Well, maybe you can. Anyway, I've got this Dennis, psychic. We'll talk later.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Well, that was nice, unexpected call of him. Meanwhile, I've got this song from one of the great C64 musicians who goes by the name Jeroen Tell, from the Helmond Cracking Service originally. So that's kind of near where Psychic is. But I've selected one song. I mean, he has so many great songs. There's a couple of crappy among them as well. I mean, let's be honest. But most of them are great, and this is one that I especially like. It's goes by the name of Cybernoid, and here it is. We'll be right back. Yeah, I mean, is that an awesome bass line or isn't it? I mean, wow. Amazing. Jeroen Tel. Yeah. What else is new? I mean, let's put on some more background music, actually. This was a tune from a game, Defcom, which you're in the background. It's kind of repetitive, but it sticks. It's nice. It's I like it. I'll just turn it on and talk through it. Oki is also still with us. You still did not bring the 8-bit Slayer, did you?
No, because we weren't supposed to have a radio show here. Just come by to bring the empty bottles to the space.
Okay.
And get some full bottles for my work.
Before you know it, you're in the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're almost at the end again. Luckily, because I'm getting a bit tired. We've heard a lot of songs. I mean, chiptunes,
nice.
they have kind of evolved into mainstream music over the years. I mean, there's more often that people use chiptunes in rock music. Pornophonic is the well-known example, but there's a lot of other bands. C-Jeff, for example, who does like jazzy, funky things, integrating like these nice ring-modulated sounds in there. Even some mainstream music on, I don't know, sometimes I turn on Fresh FM and then there is this house beat with chiptunes comping in the back. That's quite nice. Tonight we did go back to basics, though. It was all the SID chip playing this awesome music. I think I'm going to play one more song, but not before I was on some IRC channel this week and I was, well, talking about the Chameleon 64 and how I'd like the C64. And then some person there said, C64? What's a C64? Oh my god, I'm really getting old, you know. Young people don't even know anymore what the C64 is. It's isn't that annoying, Oki?
I don't know.
No,
I didn't own it. We had Atari at home.
I had.
So I know more TOS than DOS.
Okay, Atari. Well, we could do a show on it. Do you still have the Atari?
No, it's my brother, but I have to. Game console of the Atari, the portable one.
We have a 2600 here at the space that we should mod so it can run on the Beamer. But
my brother had one without the color screen, so he could do music with it.
He could what?
Do music with it.
Okay.
I don't know what program it was. Probably.
You should bring that thing. Well, why not? I mean,
I was at this museum in Groningen. It's the University Museum. They have a computer exhibition over there. It's a traveling one. It has a Commodore 64 standing there. It had even had Sonic playing.
Ah, cool. Did it have Knuckles in there? You know, the character?
Yeah.
The red guy with the dreads?
No, was the blue one.
Yeah, the blue one. I know the blue one.
No, this was there, and there was a Commodore there playing. You could play, actually, sitting there and playing. They had two buttons and one controller, so you didn't have to put load. And I was thinking, like, oh man, this computer game at the Commodore goes way too fast. Maybe they have an emulator somewhere.
It happens. Hey, we're at the end of the show. I have one more. Well, I have a load. Lots more songs, but it's the end. I can't play them anymore, so I'm just gonna close with TBB. He made a song, Meanwhile the Planet. Thank you all for listening. We made it through. If you want more of this SID music, just check out the High Voltage SID Collection, HVSC. Just type it in your favorite search engine and you will find it. It's it's worth it. I mean, and especially if you play it on actual hardware. I just grabbed this brown C64, the original casing from the storage here. I had the white one at home, the more modern one. But this one sounds really like raw and distorted and fat. And I like it. It's what the Jinx said. They all sound different and they all have their own character. Anyway, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop. Okay, thanks for being here. People, thanks for listening. And, well, until some other time.
Bye.
Thank you.